Authentic leaders answer emails immediately. Simply acknowledging them is important to give the individual an opportunity that they have been heard, at least initially. They return phone calls promptly. As an Italian American, I speak with my hands. So if I'm going to demonstrate that I'm listening, sometimes I have to sit on my hands to make sure that I'm focused and I'm sending the right message to those that I'm communicating with in a sincere, meaningful way. My name is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President, Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. Spent the last 50 years or so working with students, families, alumni, staff, attempting to be authentic, sincere, to make sure that we're in a position that we're trying to do the best job we can in serving others. Nothing more embarrassing is to have someone say, "No one got back to me." Authentic leaders make sure that messages are returned promptly, that we pay attention to emails and respond with a name. I don't like having automatic responses to emails where there's no contact information. I had a problem with a national shoe company. I received a phone call back from Melissa. And she was from the customer relations services department of this major corporation. And the fact that Melissa promptly called me back made a big difference. I'm a technophobe. So when she said, "Well, you can go to our website and fill out your complaint and we'll make sure that we take care of it," I said, "Yeah, I'm going to have trouble filling that out." She said, "I'll tell you what, Dr. Bosco, I'm going to fill that out with you. We're going to do it together." Melissa listened. She understood the greatest psychological hug she could have given me at that moment was to sincerely listen to my frustration of a product and service that her organization was providing. She was personal, and she was intentional in helping me resolve a particular problem. That made a big difference. I'm going to go back and I'm going to use that company again. It's more than just being nice or having a smile. It's being responsive. Authentic leaders establish an environment where the people that represent them are, in fact, understand the interest of wanting to be responsive. That's critically important. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to make everyone happy. Sometimes people just want to be heard. And they often understand that you can't be all things to all people, but that you're there, and you're there when they critically need you. That's right. I needed that major corporation to step up. I read a book a while back called The Fred Factor by Mark Sanborn. The Fred Factor talks about a mailman and his extraordinary commitment to making sure that every single customer on his route is special and unique. It illustrates a commitment to going above and beyond the call of duty, to promise little but deliver big. We would train our campus tour guides, frankly, all of our student leaders, when asked for directions on campus, never to point. To actually physically take a prospective student or a visitor or someone asking for directions, to physically take them to the building and to the office they were asking about. That was our way of making sure that we went above and beyond the call of duty. It's more than a smile. It's a commitment to solving a problem and being there when someone needs you. I gave out my home phone number to hundreds of thousands of parents. I wanted to make sure that every single parent enrolled his son or daughter at our school understood there's going to be someone there at midnight or 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning to help. Now, not necessarily meaning that we're going to solve a problem or concern. That's a little more complicated. But a major university making sure that there's one name and one phone number that's going to be there when they most need them. That's a commitment to being authentic and sincere. As we think in terms of human relations, we earn grace or currency, human currency. That currency is valued, and it's all earned by the way we treat others, particularly when the people we serve need us the most, when things are not going well, when there's disappointment or they experience failure. It's important that if we're going to be committed to a supportive environment, it's imperative that we're there when we win, but also when things are not going well. That's how we build grace, trust. That's when authenticity shows its true colors.